Chapter 2. Kate and Densher. Merton Densher was a journalist. In the evenings, he worked at the offices of his newspaper in Fleet Street. But during the day, he had a lot of free time. So most afternoons, at about 4 o'clock, he went to Kensington Gardens and met Kate Croy. Densher was a tall, slim young man with blonde hair. He was handsome and pleasant, and he enjoyed his job. But money was not important to him. Kate and Densher had first met at a party a few months before Kate's mother died. Kate did not go to many parties, but a friend of Mrs. Croy's had invited her to this one. There were lots of artists, musicians, and writers there. When Kate and Densher were introduced, they enjoyed talking to each other. Kate did not often have the opportunity to meet young men, and she thought that Densher was very interesting. 6 months later, Kate and Densher met again by chance. Kate was travelling back to her aunt's house on the Underground Railway. It was a busy time of day, and the train was crowded with people. Suddenly, Kate looked up and saw Densher among the passengers. He saw her too and smiled. When Kate got out of the train, Densher followed her. He walked with her to Mrs. Lauder's house at Lancaster Gate. Before he said goodbye, he asked, "May I come and visit you here?"
"I'd like that," replied Kate. "But first, I need to ask Aunt Maud for her permission."
Kate did not want to have any secrets from her aunt. When she told her about Densher, Aunt Maud smiled and said, "You can invite anyone you like here, Kate. Please ask Mr. Densher to come to dinner on Sunday." Densher came to dinner the next Sunday, and the following 3 Sundays after that. Soon Kate and Densher were spending a lot of time together. They often went for long walks in Kensington Gardens. Now, 1 year after they first met, they were in love, and they had talked about getting engaged. But Densher did not have much money, so Kate knew that her aunt would never approve of him as a husband. The day after Kate's visit to her father, Densher and Kate went to the park. They sat under some trees by the lake.
"Yesterday, I went to see my father," said Kate. "He used to be a charming man. But some years ago, he did something terrible. My sister and I never found out what it was. But after that, nobody in society wanted to be his friend. So he left us, and he's lived alone for several years now. But yesterday, I offered to go and live with him."
"That was very brave," said Densher.
"I only did it because I wanted to escape from Aunt Maud," said Kate. "But my father told me to stay with her. He wants her to find me a rich husband. He's hoping that after I get married, I'll give him lots of money. My sister, Marion, is hoping that I'll give her money too. But if you marry me, you won't be able to help them," said Densher. "I don't have any money."
"I know," said Kate. "By the way, Aunt Maud wants you to go and see her soon. She's planning to talk to you."
"Oh, really?" said Densher. "I suppose she's going to tell me that I'm not good enough for you."
"No," said Kate. "She thinks that you're not good enough for her.
Aunt Maud likes rich and fashionable people.
Listen, Kate.
Densher took her hand.
We love each other. Let's just get married tomorrow.
Then we'll be very poor, and I don't want that. We need to get Aunt Maud's money.
Kate looked at him impatiently.
So go and see her.
A few days later, Aunt Maud invited Densher to her house at Lancaster Gate. As Densher waited for her, he looked around the huge living room, full of large, expensive furniture. Densher waited for a long time. At last, the door opened and Aunt Maud came in. She was a handsome woman with dark eyes and black hair.
I want to talk to you about Kate, the lady said. She's a very special young woman, and I want the best things in life for her. I want her to marry a great man, someone who's rich, with a high position in society. Do you understand?
Yes, said Densher. And I'm not rich, so I know I'm not a suitable husband for your niece.
That's right.
They sat in silence for a moment. Then Aunt Maud smiled at Densher.
You're a charming young man, and I like you. I'm not going to stop you from seeing Kate. I don't think that you're dangerous for her. But I want you to understand the situation. If you marry Kate, you'll get no money from me. I'm never going to approve of a marriage between you and her.
Later, Densher talked to Kate and told her what Aunt Maud had said.
We must be patient, he said. Your aunt likes me. Perhaps she'll change her mind about our marriage. Meanwhile, don't do anything to upset her.
A few days later, Densher had a surprise at work. The head of the newspaper called him into his office.
Can you go to New York for a few months? He asked. We need someone to write about American society for the newspaper.
That's very interesting, said Densher.
May I have a day to think about it?
Densher was very excited about the idea of going to New York, but first he wanted to talk to Kate. He wanted her to be happy about it too.
Of course you must go, she said. I'll miss you very much, but it's a wonderful opportunity for you.
Before Densher left, he and Kate spent as much time together as possible, walking in Kensington Gardens and talking about their future. They promised that they would belong to each other forever.
I'm going to write you hundreds of letters from New York, said Densher.
Good, said Kate. And if Aunt Maud asks me about you, I'm going to tell her the truth. I'll tell her that I love you more than I'll ever love anyone in my whole life.
Densher looked into Kate's eyes, and his heart felt full of love.